two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade-A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for being with us. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Scott, of course, played a dozen years in the NFL, so it's a good resource to have while we roll out some of these NFL stories. Scott, how much stuff did you keep from when you played? Like, do you have a jersey from every team you played on?
Yeah.
Like, and you have
multiple jerseys from every team I played
on. And, like, even because I know that your time at Cincinnati wasn't like. Did you like Cincinnati more than you liked Baltimore?
I liked every place I played.
Rank the places by how much you hated them.
So, hate being the worst?
No. I mean,
well,
like,
it was Baltimore, Cincinnati, Detroit, Miami.
Miami number one.
Yeah.
And so Detroit after that. Okay.
Well, Miami drafted him. There's something about because they pick you. They go, hey, we like you.
And you cut your teeth there, so, man.
Yeah.
And from all the stuff
and it was
learned,
a great learning, great fan base, great place to live. It was really fun living
so,
there.
And when you did you have to buy those jerseys on your way out, or how do they do that? Did they gift it to you?
No, they
just give them to you.
What are they
going to
do with the jersey?
Well, how many do they have? Like, how many did you have? Like, could you have walked out with?
Oh, probably a dozen.
So weird to me.
Maybe
this is like $250 bucks for like a regular person to buy.
That's
one
a
of those
regular
jerseys.
An NFL football is like a retails around $100.
Yeah, it's like $120.
Yeah, I could buy one for $20.
Oh, the discount. Why would you need to give millionaire guys discounts on this stuff?
I just used them to practice with.
It's like, it's like me buying pens for the office.
I would buy, right.
You're buying footballs.
It's kind of that same way. You go.
I get a discount on the Uniball.
You go into like the closet, closet. It's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would buy 100 footballs a year.
That is so weird.
And I would wear them out.
So you'd buy $2,000 worth of footballs.
Yes.
And that's hilarious to me. I think about now because, like, at my house, we have all these footballs, every size for every kid, it seems like. And I'm just like, I can't get rid of these things fast enough. I just want to throw half
the
of them.
The crazy thing, I don't – of all those footballs I had,
you
none
– six
I,
left.
What happens, the inside, that over time, it just – so they won't stay inflated.
Yeah. Gosh, I thought they were made of high-quality pigskin.
That's what I thought. Not the outside.
See,
it's the inside rubber part.
This is the part that fascinates me.
I guess you could spray it with like the liner you do with your bicycle tire. You know,
put the goop in it. Yeah,
the green stuff in there. The green slime.
And it starts to like get to the edges. Oh, nice. It sealed itself.
I wonder if I could do that. I might try it.
some Kiloflat or whatever it's called. All right. Yeah. Well, I was just wondering, we get obsessed about the gear and everything, and it's just amazing to me to think, because like I was watching Donovan Mitchell after the preseason game the other night, and immediately the game's over, the shoes come off, the wristbands come off, all the stuff just starts coming off.
I have no cleats or shoes.
And did you throw them
left.
All? Did you give them all to people at the games?
I probably had in my locker at any one time probably at least a dozen pair of cleats.
That's wild.
And it was stupid.
Yeah,
like, it was because you just you'd get new ones like every yeah. few.
But then you get to then you get to Cincinnati and they go you get these one cleats.
Yeah, it was a different.
Fine.
Sweatshirts, t-shirts, shorts.
All you can eat. All you can eat.
Yeah, all you can eat.
That's amazing.
And right. my family confiscated most of it.
Ah, see,
like I have sisters that sticky fingers.
Yeah. They're walking away.
I'm like, wait, that's a Detroit that's Lions a sweatshirt.
2XL. You don't need that.
Where did you get that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Scott, the NFL has got a little bit of a problem because the emails that they busted John Gruden on. It was a calculated risk on releasing these because where they got them was the investigation that they had with the Washington football team. And now the Players Association is like, interesting you got those emails. How about you show us the other – are you ready for this number? This is not made up. The investigation has apparently overturned – they've looked at 650,000 emails.
Yeah, that's insane.
The 11 that got John Gruden in hot water, I think that there are probably more – that they probably got their fingers on. The question is the NFL going to release the stuff that they found in this investigation and not just what they got out of John Gruden and those leaked emails?
There's a thing that's called being blackballed. Okay? And it's a real thing. And I'll tell you how powerful this is. Bill Walsh, who is an assistant coach with Paul Brown, as mm-hmm. in the guy who started the Cleveland Browns yes. and known the Cincinnati Bengals. Mm-hmm. He was well thought of by Paul Brown. And when Paul Brown stepped down as the head coach, he did not hire Bill Walsh.
And Bill Walsh thought that he was going to be the next guy.
He thought he had been groomed. Yeah. He had been developed. He was his protege, yeah. right? And Bill Walsh tried to get jobs in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get them. He found out later Paul Brown had called these teams and says, you do not hire him.
Why?
He cannot handle it.
So they were just, so he just straight up said, there's no way. It's like, and if you're not our head coach, and I'm just going to tell other teams they can't have you either.
So this has happened to me. I know for a fact it happened to me when I was trying to, at the end of my career, go to teams. And it's a real thing. It's a very real thing to get blackballed. John Gruden, think what John Gruden was doing. I've been thinking about this. He talked bad about the commissioner.
Yep.
And he talked bad about the NFLPA director.
Right.
And, like, those people go, we're more powerful than you. Because John Gruden had a lot of cachet in the NFL. I mean, yes. I mean, he was well thought of in NFL circles. I mean, we liked him.
Yeah.
Right? And I guarantee you somebody got upset with him.
But, see, that's what I'm saying is that
– So all these other things – if someone's upset, maybe they'll come out. But if they're not upset, they might not come out.
So you think the
NFL does not want to get rid of John Gruden?
There's too many people that have seen these emails.
They probably have to get rid of everybody. I mean,
you brought it up.
You go, well, what about Daniel Snyder? We know what. Why hasn't anything happened there?
These are all investigations that were supposed to be centered around him, by the way.
Right, and so I'm just telling you, when the NFL wants to get rid of you. And you're on the list, you're blackballed, that you're going to have a hard time sticking around. You're going to have a hard time being anywhere.
Okay. This is one I've never heard before, Scott.
I was supposed to go play for the Seattle Seahawks.
For Mike Holmgren,
did you
right?
know that? Yes.
For Mike Holmgren, right?
Yes.
And was it Jim Zorn that
and Jim Zorn was the, yes.
Yeah. There's certain guys that just don't like you, and then they go. And then they can tell somebody, yeah, and he's no good, you don't want him.
You don't want him around.
That is so wild.
Yeah.
Scott, this is the first one for me. In terms of excuses of why guys won't do interviews, I've heard a lot. Joe Burrow apparently is on voice rest. He didn't have his media availability this week, and he has an apparent throat injury.
Have you ever been hit in the throat?
I didn't know I was getting hit in the throat.
No, that's what happened.
You sound like Bruce Lee. Have you ever been hit in the throat? You mean that one where they go, the four fingers go,
no, they
right
just,
to the throat.
They kind of just go like with the, you
so
know.
What are they talking about? So this isn't a voice thing. This isn't that he yelled the calls. This is not an audible at the line is too loud, made my throat, my vocal cords
after,
hurt.
This is a real thing. After our show, I go home at night, I don't talk for the rest of the night
because
I have to rest.
Not me. I could keep going like this for days.
You can't get
oh,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long career of talking all night,
I'm
man.
I'm going to be here all night long.
But I will tell you this. If I yell once at a sporting event, I get hoarse.
You're toast.
Because it's just, there's a range that my voice is in all right. the time. And when I was a kid, I yelled at everything, and I couldn't, and I would never, I'd never go
you
horse.
Have anger issues?
No, no, I was just like, like any sort of anything in games. No, no, no,
no.
But I'm just saying that, like, now, if I tell my son like a good job from across the field,
right,
I'll feel it. Like 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know what's going on here. So anyway, Joe Burrow voice rest after his throat injury. It sounds so fake. Hey Scott, Robert Saleh, head coach of the New York Jets, is putting the little spin on Zach Wilson. You've got to monitor these guys' mental health, right? And he says that Zach Wilson, that slow start that he's had so far in his career, comparable to Josh Allen's slow start. Why not?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're not the same player. I'll tell you, I really like Josh Allen.
Oh,
right
you do now.
Now. And if Zach Wilson turns into half of Josh Allen,
be pretty nice.
Then the Jets are going to be okay.
Well, I just think it's tough to do any of the comparison stuff. Don't do it.
Well, but what he's doing is just saying, look at other players that started slow and look at where they are right now.
Yeah.
So
Peyton Manning threw a cajillion interceptions at this
point.
He's
praying. He's pulling for and praying for Zach Wilson.
Let's take our break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go on the program. We've got our 2-minute drill to wrap up the show next. So stay right here with us. It's KSL's Unrivaled.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.